Дорогие братья и сестры во Христе, я приветствую вас и выражаю свою глубокую благодарность Богу за возможность разделить с вами радость Его благодати сегодня здесь, в драгоценной центральной церкви Манмин.
Dear brothers and sisters in Manmin, first, I'm very thankful that I can share this grace with you on this altar. I also give thanks to Father God and to senior pastor who is guiding Manmin so well. I thank her, and I also thank her for allowing me to preach on this precious altar. In order to fulfill God's providence and fulfill God's precious providence, pastors and church workers are praying very hard and working very hard. I thank all of them. And for the last 43 years, Father God has guided this church. And today is the anniversary. I give thanks to Father God for the anniversary. Brothers and sisters, in 2010, I first listened to the shepherd's messages. I received a lot of grace through the message, and from the next day, from the following day, I discovered more sermons on the internet and listened to them. Before that, I never imagined a person achieving sanctification. But after I heard the shepherd's messages, I realized then I could also become a person who is sanctified. But even though I made efforts, because I have sinful natures, so for sometimes I failed, sometimes I found it impossible, sometimes I was worried and concerned about this problem. I'm also striving for sanctification. I'm also praying hard. I want to share how what I realized through my efforts. I want to share this with you today. I hope that my message will help you at least a little bit as you try to achieve sanctification. Brothers and sisters, the title of today's sermon is Renew Your Perception. What is perception? Perception refers to the way we see, feel, and understand the things happening around us. And depending on how we receive what we see, feel, and understand, our responses are shaped. A distorted perception will lead to a distorted life. Even when we witness something spiritual, if our perception is wrong, we will receive it in the wrong way. It's like a dirty filter contaminating even clean water.
В
On the other hand, when our perception is right, we can respond with goodness, even in tough situations.
Например, что такое настоящая жизнь, складывается из того, как мы воспринимаем более простые вещи. Разные сферы нашей жизни, семью, работу, отношения и все, что в них происходит.
That's why, as we come to know the truth and are changed into spirit, the most important thing is to constantly renew our perception. When we renew our perception according to the truth, even the complicated problems of life, whether in our families, workplaces, or relationships, can be resolved. Today, I would like to speak to you about how we can discover and change wrong perceptions already formed within us. We already have wrong perceptions formed within us. Well, let me share how we can discover them, fix them, and change them. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13 tells us, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like man, be strong. We must never forget that this world is under the rule of the enemy devil. Because of that, from an early age, people are likely to form wrong perceptions, not based on the truth, but on the knowledge of untruth. But through fiery prayer, we can come to recognize these wrong perceptions and receive the power and strength to be transformed. Our objective, our goal is to, when our responses are wrong, we have to realize it first, and we have to change them with the Word of God and the first step is to receive help from the Holy Spirit to align our thoughts with God's Word so that we can accept situations correctly and prevent wrong responses. However, wrong perceptions that have already been formed and automatic responses often emerge without our will. Then, what can we do to fight more effectively when such wrong reactions arise? Title of today's message is the renew our perception, and another subject is the immediately respond to your own responses. We must learn to immediately respond to our first reaction. Instead of suppressing our emotions or running away, we need to quickly check our response and maintain a mindset that allows you to step back and observe the situation from a distance. Let's take anger as an example. When someone speaks harshly to us, we may feel a surge of anger rising within us. In that moment, instead of simply trying to suppress the anger, we must ask, how am I receiving this anger? How should I deal with it? What is this anger revealing to me? Is this anger truly justified in this situation? You realize these things. By doing this, the focus of our anger can shift from the other person's wrongdoing to our own inner response. Instead of dwelling on how rude that person was, we come to realize this anger is not about them. It is the evil within my own heart that caused this reaction. When this understanding, this anger is the evidence of my wrong response, takes root in us, we can calm the anger much more quickly. And if we had perceived the situation correctly through God's word, the anger wouldn't have even risen in the first place. And this principle doesn't apply only to anger, but all sinful reactions as well. This applies to all the sinful responses the same way. Of course, the specific way we apply this may differ from person to person, so it's important to adjust it in a way that works for you. But the key is to make a conscious effort to break free from the impulsive thoughts and behaviors triggered by our emotions. When we do this, we create room to apply God's word in the midst of complex situations. It's not just about suppressing negative feelings, it's about paying attention to how we are receiving these emotions so that we can begin to find God's answers within the situation. Brothers and sisters, just as I have explained, we have untruthful thoughts and responses. We are talking about how to deal with it under the title, Renew Our Perception. Also, whether it is joy or peace, such reactions can also come in painful situation as well as in joyful situation. If we desire to draw closer to God and rightly understand His will, we must constantly examine ourselves and meditate on His word. And we must stay awake and alert not only in times of hardship, but also in times of peace. In fact, it is especially important to examine our responses in moments of joy. Especially when we achieve something and become joyful, and there are also evil emotions arising, but people fail to discover such emotions coming up. When we have negative feelings, we realize ourselves. But when we, in order to truly feel and, I mean, as I told you before, even in peaceful times and joyful times, we should be able to discover evil emotions, even in such situations. Ask God this question, Lord, how should I rightly receive this joy? How can I use this good emotion in a way that is beneficial? How should I make use of this feeling? God, help us.
приятными чувствами и использует Божьи дары и благодать во благо себе и другим.
Such an attitude will protect us from the tests hidden within our emotions, and it will help us use God's blessings in a fruitful way.
Анализировать свои реакции в простых и даже приятных ситуациях, это поможет нам лучше справляться в сложные времена.
As I told you before, when we realize wrong things, it's easy for us to, as we continue to train ourselves to stay alert and analyze our responses immediately, even in good situations, we can overcome times of hardship even better. This is much like training muscles. The more we train, the stronger we become. In our daily lives, we must constantly examine our thoughts and emotions and renew our perception in every area of our life.
Конечно, не нужно ждать, пока произойдет что-то плохое или хорошее. Просто нужно заниматься этим непрестанно, как написано, бодрствовать во всякое время.
Whether the situation is good or bad, we don't need to wait. We must always be watchful.
При восприятии любого физического, будь то чувства, ощущения или эмоцию душевную, важно стремиться к нейтральному отношению.
When we recognize a fleshly emotion or feeling, we need to take a neutral stance as much as possible.
Это предполагает отказ от намеренного поиска определенных чувств и создания как бы буферной зоны, в которой личные желания теряют свою силу.
This means intentionally not being swayed by specific emotions and creating a buffer zone to restrain our desires.
Это означает то же, что попытка объективного взгляда на вещи, исключая предвзятость.
It is the effort to lay aside our personal bias and view the situation objectively.
Это создает пространство для рационального применения Божьего Слова в сложный момент.
이렇게 완충지대가 여러분 안에 만들어지면 그런 잘못된 것을 행했을 때 그걸 내가 쉽게 빨리 깨닫고 빨리 변화시켜 나가는 그런 완충지대가 생기게 되면
When there is a buffer zone, you have some and this buffer zone will serve as your spiritual margin.
선 가운데 빛 가운데 행하라는 하나님의 말씀을 이룰 수가 있습니다.
Итак, повторюсь, мы не просто пытаемся подавить негативные чувства, но перенаправляем усилия и фокус на восприятие собственной реакции.
Let me explain again. The way what you see and hear and feel, and you have your immediate response, and you have to deal with it immediately. To do this, we must first acknowledge our shortcomings, let go of the belief that only we are right, and engage in a spiritual battle against fleshly thoughts. We have to go to the point where we are crucified with Christ. As we do so, we can confess as follows, I do not fully know myself yet. I cannot claim that I always perceive things correctly. My perception is still incomplete, at times worldly, and at times even evil. But through fervent prayer and the power of God, I will learn all things and be transformed. Even in this moment, I will examine how I am responding and be renewed. This attitude breaks down our self-righteousness and tears down the ego we've built with self-righteousness. To rightly recognize and discern our emotions, we need to see ourselves with objectivity. We have It means observing our emotions from a slight distance, as if they are separating from us. This is objective self-awareness, which helps us respond rightly according to the truth and walk more fully in the light. As we do so, the precious blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. To crucify our sinful nature on the cross, we absolutely need the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes through prayer and the Word. The process of examining our perception, renewing our responses, and training ourselves according to God's Word must be repeated again and again. In turn, our perception has to be transformed and aligned with God's will. Once our perception is renewed by the Word of God, our responses will be the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Even though we have this holiness gospel, but there are still many people who reject such the gospel. But we have to try hard to the end to spread this gospel.
получим ли мы ответ или нет.
또 하나 우리가 중요한 것은
Also, depending on how we receive God's true servants, we may receive answers or not. We find in Matthew chapter 13, verses 57 and 58, that Jesus was not honored in his hometown, and because of their unbelief, he did not manifest his power there. As we wrap up today's message, let us all read today's sermon title once again. Renew your perception. Respond immediately to your response. Renew your perception. Respond immediately to your response. Lastly, I'd like to share a brief testimony. In mid-March of this year, we were notified that we had to leave the building we had been using as our sanctuary for over 10 years. Until then, we had been using a wide, pillowless space with relatively low rent. It was an appropriate place for worship. The environment was very good for a worship room. But in order to get that such a place, we had to pay a lot more rent. So it was actually really difficult to find a place like that. If it's possible, it would be like a miracle. So we earnestly ask for Senior Pastor's prayer, sharing the urgent need to find a new sanctuary. During the Friday online service Divine Healing Meeting on March 29th, my brother, missionary Vitaly, wrote a prayer request asking that God help us prepare a new sanctuary within April. And my brother wrote a prayer request, and all our members, received the senior pastor's earnest prayer with faith. Then on April 8th, we heard through a non-believing acquaintance that an auditorium used by another church for the past 30 years was now vacant.
Выгодно перешла к нам. Эта цена перешла. Старая.
I was very thankful that that place, actually the rent has to be really high, but actually the rent was lower than the place we had been using. The new sanctuary was in a great location. The rent was reasonable. The space was wide. Actually, the ceiling was high, and there were no pillars inside. Just what we had been hoping for. Hallelujah. We give thanks and glory.
Manmin
members, through the Shepherd's Gospel of Holiness, my life has been transformed completely, and I now become a pastor. Not just me, you also have been transformed by the Gospel of Holiness, and we are marching towards New Jerusalem. To do so, we have to spread this gospel more widely in more places in the world. Also, I really appreciate our senior pastor. Recently, she launched the Only Bible Sermon Program, which has clear and brief messages and full of grace. And through the messages, we have received a lot of grace. And through the shepherd, and through the Ms. Bong Lim Lee, and through our senior pastor, Dr. Su Jin Lee, and I will march forward vigorously until I reach the New Jerusalem. May all of you receive, may God's blessing be upon all of you. Hallelujah, our Almighty Father, God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning, make their dead nerves and cells regenerate, make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers, and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.